The Old Testament lesson for the resurrection of our Lord is written in the book of the prophet Job, chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in St. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 15th chapter. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A most blessed feast of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ to each and every one of you today, dear ones. What a glorious day it is. If any have come grieving over the stain of sin on you and within you, behold, Christ is risen and gives you his purity as a gift. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, today they shall be as white as snow. If any have come mourning the evil you've done to your brother and the good you've failed to do, behold, Christ our brother, who was sold and betrayed on our account, he has been raised up from the pit, and pardon has dawned from the tomb. If any have fallen into temptation, doing battle against the devil, behold, Christ is risen, and he has conquered in the fight. He struck down our deadly foe, mortally wounding him on the head with his own weapon, the Holy Cross. And today our champion comes with clemency to raise you from the depths of despair, to lift you up in gladness and lead you to battle once more. All you penitent prodigal sons, all you who've repented and returned after squandering your inheritance and spending seasons away from this, the house of your Father, welcome home. Be washed and clothed in the love of our Father, and put on the ring of sonship once more. The fatted calf has been slain, and all things for the great banquet have been prepared. And all you faithful but indignant older siblings, by no means let yourselves be dismayed and turn away. But you also come and join in the festal celebration, for these others have been dead, but now by true faith, they're alive. And all that the Father has is still yours. He welcomes the one and entreats the other. He embraces both and despises none. So on this day, then, let us keep the feast with glad and thankful hearts. For the Lord Jesus Christ has been raised, body and soul, from the dead. And this is the day above all days that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today we also offer prayer and supplication that the light of our risen Lord would break the darkness plaguing the world as we know it. So many people struggling daily to make ends meet. So many days we wake up to one disaster after another on the news. And so often people have found themselves steeped in suspicion that things are simply going from bad to worse. Men think they're women, women think they're men, children don't know what to think, and how few seem to care at all what God Himself thinks and what is written in His holy word. Distant wars loom large on the horizon. Dismembering pre-born babies is called health care. And the hearts of so many have been inflamed, completely consumed with wickedness and vice. Lies and lawlessness have ravaged our lands like wildfire. And like thick black smoke rising up from that fire, deep darkness has clouded the hearts and minds of so many. A spiritual blindness, self-imposed, is what it is. But dear ones, in truth, no darkness ever seemed deeper, none more terrible than that which was in Christ's sealed tomb. There it seemed all hope was gone, as if the light of the world had been put out, and that mankind was forever doomed. But the light of Jesus Christ shines brightly in the darkness. He is the light that darkness cannot overcome. And by His resurrection, the virgin tomb in which He and He alone had been laid, it has become a life-giving womb. And the Lord Jesus has become the firstborn of the dead. The morning star has risen. And in the resurrection of Jesus, a new day for you and for me and for all mankind has dawned. No longer are we consigned to being held captive as slaves in bondage to sin. No, dear ones, Christ has come and set us free. He's baptized us into His death and resurrection and made us partakers of His victory. No longer do we live under the tyranny of Satan, destined for destruction and hell. For with a mighty outstretched arm, the Lord God delivered His Son from the mouth of the grave. He did not let His Holy One see corruption, but raised Him up for our justification. And on the last day, our Heavenly Father will most certainly raise us up too, from the ground, into glory, as His dear children. Dear children, by faith in His promises, baptized into His triumphant Son. For Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and He has tread down Hades underfoot. Christ is risen, and death is undone. Christ is risen, and Satan is crushed. So sing and dance, and shout aloud with me the Lord's praises. Alleluia, Christ is risen. And to the same conquering Lord Jesus Christ be all power, honor, glory, and dominion now and unto ages of ages. Amen.